He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're just trying to get up and running here. We are at the San Francisco Money Show this morning. And we're just trying to get hooked up to the internet right now, which should just take a momentary second. Boy, I tell you what, this is a big hall here. They have got a lot of people here this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I've seen some people in the hallway, some big hitters in the market. I don't know what a little guy like me is doing here, but we're going to report live from the Money Show in San Francisco and give you an update on what's going on in the market here this morning. It looks like we're off to a pretty good start here this morning. Let's just get the internet up here. Let's see if it's working. Yeah, there we go. You know, that helps. We're lost without the internet. We've got the Dow at 42 points right now. Hey, 17,021. We are above that 17,000 level once again. We've got the S&P 500 up 3 points. We're at 1989 there. The NASDAQ is down 6, however, so we have a little bit of a mixed market here. The NASDAQ is at 4,515. Man, gold's getting whacked today. They don't like all this peace in the world with Ukraine and Petroshenko, the head of the Ukraine and Putin meeting, I believe, for lunch today. That's not good for gold. 1277 is where we're at in gold. Crude oil up just a tick here at 93.63. The euro is at 1.32, and we've got the 10-year yield right now at 2.41%. So there we go. We're off to the races here in the market today, and pretty big news there to see the Dow back above 17,000 right now. And, of course, the S&P closing in on 2,000. It is at 1988. I look around and I see world events. It looks like, of course, you probably heard the news by now that we continue to attack ISIL over in Iraq. Those are not good people at all. You know, I was talking to my wife a little bit about this. We go to baseball games quite often there. We live not too far from the ballpark in San Diego. And I said, you know what a crowd of 30,000 looks like? You know, it's not that big. That's about a stadium that's about 60% to 70% full. I said, well, that's all ISIL is 30,000 people. Why are we letting 30,000 people cause so much trouble in the world? It seems like we could get some coalitions together and just take these guys out before they become a real big problem. And, you know, you just have to kind of think about, quantify it, 30,000 people. It's not a whole lot. I mean, three-fourths of a stadium, a baseball stadium, just seems to me like we got to do something about them before they become even a bigger cancer in the world. And you've got Israel and Gaza. They're still going at it down there. And in fact, if anything, that is really escalating again. And that has at least put a floor into oil prices here right now at 93.63. And who knows? Who knows where that whole conflict is going to end up? What I worry about is bigger players coming in, because let's not forget that Hamas is backed by Iran, and Iran's got a lot bigger toys and bigger weapons to throw into the mix. So that one always keeps me worried there. And then, of course, you've got the third big conflict in the world. Or, well, we've talked about three now. And, of course, we still have problems here in the United States, don't we? So despite all these conflicts, the market continues to hit new highs. And why? Why does the market continue to hit new highs? You know, it's going to be real interesting for me to sit here and listen to different takes on the market. Oh, I'm probably looking at about 100 different booths here in this exhibit hall that I'm in. And as I go throughout my day here, I plan on talking to as many people as I possibly can and getting their take on the current market, because I owe it to you to try to find out what the boots on the ground are saying about the market right now. And it's all I know is where I stand. And if they ask me where I stand on the market right now, and they'll hear this from me on Saturday when I give two lectures, I have been fully invested in the market since March of 2009. And I don't know how many people within this exhibit hall or on the calendar of speakers can say that. I think a lot of them have ran for the hills many times during this bull market, which has gone from 666 to 1,987. That translates into almost a triple in the market. And you have to ask yourself as an individual investor, how many times have you called up, or how many times have you logged into your 401k portal and sold everything and went to cash? Well, I can tell you this. Of the hundreds of clients that I have all across the country, I would say probably two or three a month call me and say, put me into cash, sell everything, put me into cash. And this goes on continually in my business. People think that they see the signs that it's time to get out of the market. And I can't blame investors for that, because they got whacked back in the year 2000. Big time. The tech crunch, the tech bubble took a lot of money out of people's hides. We don't forget those kind of things. Then finally, a lot of people got enough courage to get back into the market. And guess what happened? 2008 came along. Another 53% shellacking. So I can't blame people for being just a little bit gun shy at the current time, can I? But at the same time, there's a balance. On the one hand, you can't just go forward with rose-colored glasses saying all is well, and I'm going to stay fully invested through thick and thin. No, I don't believe in that. If you do believe in that, then you've got to be willing to accept the big hits that come along in the market from time to time. But all these worries out there, I examine them on a daily basis, and I look at the impact that they're having on the individual stocks that I own. And there's where I make my decisions. I make lots of little decisions. That's the way to handle the market. You can't make this big decision and run for the phone and sell everything two or three times a year. Because if you've been doing that, looked at over the last 5 years, how much would that have cost you? Has your 401k tripled over the last 5 years? If it hasn't, then you've either been in the wrong asset classes, or you've been one of the mamby-pambies, I call them, that run for the phone every time there's some kind of crisis brewing in the world. Now, having said that, I will tell the folks here at the Money Show that I have been a bull for 5.5 years, 65 months. I've watched this market triple, and I've participated in this market tripling. But I also will tell them what I'm looking for going forward, because I worry a whole heck of a lot. I know that this bull market will not last forever. There will come a time in this bull market when it's no longer a bull market, when it starts to level off. I talk about keeping your eye on the consumer and the health of the consumer. I talk about keeping your eye on economic growth here in America. We just had a print of 4%, which exceeded expectations. But let's not forget, we had a negative print in the first quarter. And we know that Europe's going into recession. And we know that the Fed is no longer our friend. So we have to be vigilant at all times. But at least for now, when I wrote my newsletter last week, once again I said, gold is still in that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Talk Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. it, please. But it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Bet Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, reporting live here from the Bay Area, right in the heart of the financial district in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, where I've made numerous visits. Used to call on a lot of institutions here in San Francisco. It really is the Wall Street of the West, even though I claim San Diego, because San Diego, we've got a big building downtown that houses a couple of big wirehouse firms and Gunderson Capital Management, let's not forget. But up here, you've got Franklin Templeton Funds, and you've got this mutual fund and that mutual fund. And, of course, Wells Fargo has a big presence here. Bank of America has a big presence here. And it is a bustling little financial district. And I got to eat at one of my favorite places, Tadic's Grill, last night for dinner. Oh, man, that place, I love that place. It's been there since 1849. That's right. You're saying, what? 18th? Have they cleaned the carpets at all? Is it still the same decor? It was built when the gold miners came to San Francisco for the big gold rush, and it's still there. I'm sure it's been updated and remodeled along the way. But it's still one of the very, very best places to eat in the Bay Area. So, hey, I want to talk about a San Diego stock with all of that San Francisco talk. Oh, by the way, on the way up, I did drive along the coast. I just decided to take a day off and take a nice leisurely drive. And, of course, the road leads right through the Silicon Valley. And as I drove through the Silicon Valley, I saw this corporate headquarters and that corporate headquarters and this one. I saw Google. I saw Cisco. I saw the new arena that they built for the San Francisco 49ers, where I believe the Chargers will be playing this week in a preseason game. And I saw all kinds of new startup companies, recent IPOs, Riverbed Technology, Audience, blah, blah, blah. On and on and on. And you got to realize that a lot of the innovation and a lot of the great stocks and a lot of the great technologies that have emerged over the years have come right here from this Silicon Valley area. So having given that great introduction to the Bay Area, we're going to talk about the San Diego stock in the news here today. I got to say it's one of the best stocks that I've ever owned. It's a fantastic stock. I've made a lot of money in this stock. It's a groundbreaking stock. In fact, MIT named it the smartest stock, the smartest company in the world. So maybe they have some smart people working there in the world for Illumina, ILMN. Market cap, $24 billion. I can remember when Illumina was a $1 or $2 stock. Now it's a $24 billion stock. What's the news on Illumina today? By the way, it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Illumina is collaborating with members of Big Pharma on molecular diagnostics. Well, Illumina's already taken on many, many maladies that befall our aging bodies. And they've come up with, you know, the gene sequencing machines that cost $10 million that do gene sequencing at lightning speed versus what it used to take in the past. And, of course, this speeds up drug discovery. Well, now Illumina has set its targets on oncology, on cancer. It's formed collaborative partnerships with AstraZeneca, Janssen Biotech to develop universal next-generation sequencing systems focused on oncology. You know, I can remember, oh, probably 15 years ago when I used to run around the country visiting companies and writing up research reports and then taking those research reports to the Bay Area and talking to big portfolio money managers. One of the very first companies that I covered was Myriad Genetics out of Salt Lake City, Utah. I can still remember getting off the plane in Salt Lake City in my Bermuda shorts and my flip-flops and my T-shirt, and it was 22 degrees as I got off the plane. And this San Diego boy, even though I'm aware of Utah weather, I spent a little while going to school in Utah, I had forgotten how cold it gets up there. And my first trip as I got off the plane was to the Burlington Coat Factory. And I bought a nice jacket and some warm pants, and I headed off to Myriad Genetics, a company at the time that was on the cutting edge of gene, gene sequencing and figuring out people that were inclined towards cancer through genetics. And they discovered a few genes that were very, very key in determining whether or not a person was prone to breast cancer genetically. And of course, if you were, it was called the BRCA2 test. You would take the BRCA2 test and you'd get the results and say you have a very high percentage of getting breast cancer in your life. And then, of course, the women could then take preventative measures, change their lifestyle, and get tested a lot more often. It was a good preventative measure. But where we've come from since then, from the day I stepped off the airplane in Salt Lake City to where we are today, where I pass Illumina on a regular basis, is like where we've gone from the dial-up telephone. Remember Eddie Albert and Green Acres climbing up the telephone pole and trying to get through to Hootersville? And now we have the iPhone, the smartphone, which I'm broadcasting on right now. Look how far we've come. I would say that we've come even further as it relates to gene sequencing. And why? Because of Illumina, ILMN, which is on the NASDAQ. Let's take a look at the returns of the stock over the years. In fact, I would venture to say that this stock that I wrote about 2.5 years ago in my book, Best Stocks Now, which I'll be giving out books today, this stock over the last 10 years has delivered 52% per year. It's an A-plus performer. That beats Apple's performance. Over the last 5 years, Illumina has delivered 37% per year, while the market's delivered 14.6%. And over the last 3 years, the stock is up 54% per year. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 120% while the market's up 20%. Now, it did the February swoon along with the rest of the biotechs here. It's storming back. After the swoon, I got back into the very best biotech stocks, and I consider Illumina to be one of the very best biotech stocks. In fact, I got back into it on June 10th of this year. You can look at Illumina in my Best Stocks Now app. Look up the results for yourself, and you can see the news on the stock today. One of the very best stocks in the entire market. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock. Now, we'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And it's quite a spectacle watching this being set up. I see Chestnut Exploration across from me. I'm sure they're selling oil well partnerships. You can take part in that if you'd like to. Maybe, you never know, might hit the gusher. I see Eagle Publishing next to me. I'm in the Salem booth right now where we have live broadcasting equipment. Eagle Publishing has several newsletter writers, Skousen, Barty, who I've had on my air before many times, and I've had Doug Fabian on a couple times. The booth next to that says Gunderson Capital Management, and I see Craig Munson here ready, chomping at the bit to show people how our app works and hand out free books to anybody who signs up for our four-week trial to our newsletter. And we'll be showing off the app, which is number two last week as far as grossing apps in the world, financial grossing apps. And so we'll be showing that off. And one of the stocks that I'm looking at right now in the app is a company called Activus. A-C-T. This is about Act 12 on this stock. How many times have I featured Activus? Well, we're going to feature it again today. Why? Because it's doing good. Activus is a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. Oh, that's nice. Activus is up $3.94 again today. I'll take that. I'm happy. Let's see why I own the stock. And when I get a chance to speak, we'll be talking about what differentiates Gunderson and our style and our app from other investors. I'm sure I'm going to run across a bunch of value investors when I'm here. They're usually the guys wearing seersucker suits with bow ties, real prim, real proper. Sometimes they have a nicely trimmed mustache. And they're persnickety value investors. They're looking for bargains. They're looking for stocks that are trading at low P.E. ratios, low price to cash flow, low price to book value. And they see value that others don't see. And I'm sure being here in the Bay Area, there's a lot of momentum investors. In fact, I'm sure there's lots of widgets and gadgets that they're showing off here at the Money Show that will lead you to the hottest stocks in the entire market. In fact, in aisle one, I saw a big display for Investor's Business Daily. Really one of the developers of the momentum style of investing, the can-slim style of investing. In fact, as I drove by the new San Francisco 49ers Stadium, a little while later, I drove by the old San Francisco 49ers Stadium, that being Candlestick Park. It reminded me of Walsh. Was it John Walsh, the coach of the 49ers back then, who came from Stanford, was a coach there, invented the West Coast offense, which was all about move the ball down the field, the heck with defense, let's run up a lot of points and nobody can beat us, right? And it's a wide-open style of offense, which we adopted in San Diego with Don Coryell many years ago with Dan Fouts at the helm. And there's still a lot of teams that use the West Coast offense that was invented right here on the West Coast. And I would liken the momentum investors to the West Coast offense. It's wide open, down the field, ram the ball down their throat with very little defense. Well, you know what? I spent a lot of time with the value investors, and I've been a value practitioner. You know what I found? There's an awful lot of value traps out there. There's some holes in that system. Sometimes you don't score enough points on offense. If you're focused too much on defense, if you have a great pitching staff but no hitters, well, you don't win a whole lot of games. And on the other hand, I've seen some holes in the West Coast offense. Coryell would rack up the points, but he would give up a lot of points. I can remember some 52 to 49 games that we lost. You say, how can you lose a game when you score 49 points when Fouts throws six touchdown passes and Muncy runs in for another, seven touchdowns, and we still lose 52 to 49 on a last-minute field goal because we had no defense. So my Best Stocks Now app, which I sat down and finagled with it and messed around with the formulas, I said, I want a system. I want a methodology that combines the best of the value investors, which I require value. In a minute, we'll go through the value characteristics of activists. But I want those momentum characteristics. I want a stock that's moving the ball down the field. Because stocks that are just sitting going nowhere don't help my 401k, do they? So let's take a look at activists, all right? Let's first look, let's satisfy these guys walking around in bow ties and wingtip shoes, the value investors. Hey, buddy over there, he's a value investor. He looks like a value investor to me. Would you buy a stock that's trading at 13.6 times forward earnings? He nodded his head yes. How about if it was trading at expected to grow by 18% per year over the next 5 years, meaning it's trading at a discount to its growth rate, meaning that the PEG ratio is 0.76. Really wants to know about the balance sheet. Okay, let's look at the balance sheet. Price to sales, 5.83. Price to book, 4.02. A lot of cash on hand, very little debt. Okay, he's still on board. In fact, when I take a five-year target price on this stock, I come up with 429. It's currently trading at 223. I give it a value grade of A-. You know, that ought to satisfy the guy in the wingtip shoes. Now, here comes a momentum investor down the aisle. He's got a sport jacket that is louder than a Bruce Springsteen concert. White shoes. Oh, he's flashy. Still wearing sunglasses, even though we're indoors. He's a momentum investor. He just had his Ferrari valet parked. Let's take a look at the momentum of activists. Well, over the last 10 years, it's quadrupled the returns of the market. It's delivered 23% per year, while the market's only delivered 6. It's running like a Ferrari around those Priuses that I see all over San Francisco. In the last 5 years, it's delivered 45% per year, while the market's delivered 14. It's more than tripled the returns of the market. And over the last 3 years, it's delivered 53% per year. What do they do? Man, these guys must have some proprietary drugs or something. Not really. It's a generic drug company. In fact, it used to be named Watson Pharmaceutical, which was a very fine company. They merged with this guy and that guy and made a new combination, and now they're activists, symbol ACT. And in fact, when I look at the performance of this stock versus the other 3,800 in my database, activists gets a performance grade of A. This is one of the top, not quite as good as Illumina. Illumina's got a lot more flash. It's a yellow Ferrari. This one's just a black Ferrari, not as flashy as the Illumina model. But activists has done pretty doggone good over the years. I'd be pretty happy with these kinds of returns. Over the last 12 months, it's tripled the returns of the market. It's up 65%, while the market's up 20. Well, we've got the value that we've been looking for. I think that should satisfy the value investors out there. We've got the performance that we've been looking for. The late, great Coach Walsh and Coach Coryell ought to be pretty happy with how this company has moved the ball down the field. And having said that, you know the old adage, there's no guarantee. Past performance does not guarantee any kind of future results. But I don't know. I'd take a 300 hitter at the plate with the bases loaded any day of the week versus a 180 hitter. You know, bases loaded, game on the line. Yeah, I want the guy who's got the good batting average. When I analyze all of the stocks in my database and I weigh the numbers, there's 3,855. Activist comes in at number 55. Not bad for a large cap company of $59 billion, and especially in a year that favors large cap stocks. Last year it was all about small caps. This year it's the large caps that are leading the pack. This is Bill Gunderson live from the Money Show in San Francisco. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, live from San Francisco. Hey, if you go to themoneyshow.com, you can watch a lot of these events live. I just looked at the room where these people will be presenting. They've got some heavy-duty camera equipment in there, and a lot of this will be webcast. Moneyshow.com. I'm looking here, opening ceremonies, Kim Gittler, who's the president of The Money Show. That's coming up in about 40 minutes here at 8:40. Jim Jubak, financial data, lies, and conspiracy theories. Oh, boy, there's one that I'll like. Then we've got Bitcoin and gold, the information theory of money. That looks like George Gilder to me giving that one. Then we've got David Blitzer, who's Wolf Blitzer's brother, speaking about index investing versus active management. Hear how the world's most important indices work. And then we've got a little panel. That's at 10 a.m., Trends and Outlook on the Global Financial Markets from America's Top Financial Advisors. Here's the one I want to hear. This is the same question I answer every single week in my newsletter. Steve Forbes, obviously of Forbes magazine, of Malcolm Forbes fame. The title, Is This Still a Bull Market? Man, I'd want to watch that one. And if you can't, well, I'm going to report to you what Mr. Forbes has to say at 10:45 this morning. Then we've got Rich Karlgaard coming up, speaking about companies for the long trend. And then here's another good one, boy. At 11:45, an expert on tech stocks will be talking about tech trends and how to identify the next big IPO. I could remember when Cisco went public. I can remember when Google went public. I've been in the market a long time, and there will be more companies in the future that go public with big, groundbreaking products. And then we've got how to increase your wealth with pre-IPO stock. Okay, that's a little seminar on investing in private companies. Then we've got fancy color diamonds for defanging the wolf of Wall Street. That ought to be interesting. Achieving financial independence with megatrends. Catch the next big wave. Oh, that's all on biotech and medical technology stocks. Get the big picture outlook, a critical perspective. Then we're going to get Aflac's outlook. I don't know if the duck will be there or not, but it says Aflac's outlook for 2014 and its strategy for growth in the U.S. and Japanese insurance markets. And then we'll have the head editor of Barron's talking about making the most of Barron's. I don't know if you read Barron's on the weekends, but you can pick up the Barron's and read what they've got to say on the markets every Saturday. Predicting market trends. I want to watch that one for sure. Here's a good one coming up. Precious metals, next 3 years. I'd like to know that. Should I be buying precious metals here? What's ahead for stocks, bonds, and the economy? This guy will be speaking on the secular bull. And then here's another one. Overcoming the six critical threats to lifetime income security. Okay. I'm going to take some notes at that one. Let's see, Q4 market magic in midterm years. Okay, I want to know about that. Oh, here will be an interesting one, especially up here in the Bay Area. Medical marijuana stocks. Wonder if the Grateful Dead's going to be playing at that one. Strategies for beating the market with refined value investing. There you go. There's the one. I guarantee this guy's going to be wearing a bow tie. How to select the best mutual funds and ETFs today. I've got an app that does that. Let's see how he does it. I'd like to find out. The investment shift, equity, crowdfunding. You ever hear of crowdfunding? This is like that pre-IPO stuff. You get a bunch of friends to invest in your company. Crisis and opportunity, an Elliott Wave overview of the markets. Aren't they the guys that have been bearish all these years? What most miss when analyzing technology stocks? How to avoid the pitfalls? And then I see my friend Mark Skousen, the world's five best retirement stocks. I'll report them to you. What are they, Mark? I believe I'll be having dinner with Mark Skousen tonight. BBVA, I believe that's a Spanish bank prepared for the technology revolution. That sounds real interesting. High dividend investing. I like that idea. That'll be Saturday. Top stock and ETF picks from the hottest August and September sectors. Okay, another interesting one. The Revolutionary Economic Plan to Save the U.S. Economy. That's Wayne Allen Root who will be reporting on that one. And then finally, Saturday, at the end of the day, IBD's Leaderboard Summit. They'll be talking about the leaderboard over there at IBD. Well, a lot of wealth of information here at the Money Show. I'll bring back as many notes. I'll be reporting back tomorrow on what I learn. And, of course, I'll take notes. I'll be writing it up in my newsletter this weekend. In fact, I'll be writing the newsletter today from my booth at the Money Show. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I'll try to give you as much insight as I possibly can. I'm a guy that asks questions. I'm a guy that'll stop and talk to just about anybody. And I'm going to try to glean as much information as I possibly can. So you might want to take a look at my newsletter this weekend, pwstreet.com. And, of course, my main thing is money management. I'll also be looking at all my holdings here today while I'm here at the Money Show. Can't let a day go by. We got to babysit. We got to tend our garden. And, of course, I am an active money manager. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. So a lot of good workshops coming up. I know you can see a lot of them online via webcast. I don't know if mine will be webcast or not. I imagine it would. There's some pretty powerful cameras around here in some of these rooms where folks are speaking, and there's some of the top investors in the world here. So definitely worth your time, and I'll try to feed you as much information as I can possibly can. All right, take care, everybody. I'll do my best here to put my ear to the ground and give you some hot tips tomorrow, all right?
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.